Today in Washington, the House of Representatives is expected to pass legislation that would allow gun owners with concealed weapons permits from one state to carry those weapons to another state, regardless of that state's laws. Supporters say it should be just like a driver's license, but detractors, even pro-gun Republicans, say, hold on, isn't that a challenge to states' rights? This is the first pro-gun bill of the year, so let's kick off here with Martin Cady, congressional editor for Politico. Martin, this is the National Right to Carry Reciprocity Act. Tell us what backers like Representatives Cliff Stearns of Florida and Trent Franks of Arizona are saying.
Here's the basic deal. What the backers of this want to be in federal law is the idea that if I have a legitimate conceal and carry permit for my gun in Texas, I should be able to drive into Oklahoma and use this. I should be able to potentially walk down the streets of Boston or L.A. with that same conceal and carry without having to worry about what is the law in California, what is the law in Massachusetts. They want the conceal and carry permit that they have to be good pretty much anywhere you go in the country.
Okay, and what are critics like? We know one Republican, Dan Lundgren, of California. What does he say?
This is interesting. There's sort of two levels to the criticism here. There's the one you expect, which is the gun control people who are like, whoa, you know, I don't want a guy who's gotten a gun in a loose gun control law state like Texas or Utah to be walking through Times Square with a gun. That's the sort of straightforward one. What's just as interesting, if not more interesting, is the states' rights aspect. There's sort of a clash of two core beliefs for Republicans here. One is gun rights. One is states' rights. And the critics say, wait a second, you know, why should you force one state to accept the gun permit from another state? You know, different states have different laws on these things. So it's an interesting debate. Even we have one Republican saying, hey, this is a clash between the Second Amendment, the right to carry arms, and the Tenth Amendment, yeah. Which, you know, leaves laws not dictated by the feds to the states.
Well, and we should say that every state except Illinois and
right.
also D.C. Has some form of concealed weapons permit. So
yes.
They're not saying that you should be able to carry a concealed weapon in, let's say, Illinois, which doesn't have a concealed
right.
weapons permit.
Right.
And the
there is some reciprocity there, yes.
Yeah. And there are some states that have already made agreements, you know, among the states.
Yeah, I mean, there are some states that said, hey, you know, we'll accept these three states. You know, tend to be border states, people. I mean, and let's be honest, some states, you know, are okay with this. Like, hey, you're going hunting and you drive from Texas into New Mexico or Oklahoma, for example. That might be perfectly fine. I think what the critics are concerned about is, you know, someone who is able to get a gun a lot more easily in a looser gun control state going into a much stricter state and not having to abide by their gun
right.
rules.
That's the case in New York. We've got two Democrats from New York, Frank Lautenberg and Carolyn McCarthy, who've asked
yeah.
President Obama to veto this bill if it passes. They say their carry laws in New York are much stricter. Well, you know, guns are in the news today. Bullets were found in a window in the White House, maybe from an AK-47 about a half mile away. The Sunday New York Times reported about how states are now permitting felons to have guns automatically in some states once they finish their sentences. This is because there's been an overhaul of gun laws backed by the NRA. And also in Washington yesterday, mayors of New York and Boston and some survivors of that terrible shooting rampage in Tucson lobbied a Senate subcommittee for tighter background checks and you know, a request that states submit more complete mental health and criminal records of gun buyers to a federal database. So I'm wondering, is this maybe the beginning of raising that idea again that there be, whether it's for concealed carry or tighter background checks, some sort of across the board federal database and federal law?
No way. I
no
mean,
way.
Let's be honest here. You have a Republican House and a Democratic Senate that hasn't even wanted to mess with gun laws. The gun side of this equation has been winning, continues to win, and will likely continue to win the debate.
But interesting, Martin, aren't Republicans, you know, in this current law about concealed carry, aren't they asking for sort of a federal, aren't they trumping state rights right there?
You know, you raise an interesting point there. Yeah, they want a looser national gun law, but hey, you open the door to federalizing gun laws, and I guess, you know, you potentially open a can of worms for amending that bill for other restrictions. But I tell you what, the NRA and the gun advocates lobby will vigorously oppose anything that puts any further restrictions or tracking on the ownership of guns.
Martin Cady, congressional editor for Politico. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you.